some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a fresh new week of shows. We've got a fantastic week. Before we bring Jesse Knight onto the show to take your calls, I want to give you a quick rundown of what's going on all of this week. So if you have a chance to tune in or want to set your clocks, you can do so. You can also follow the show anytime just by clicking the follow button right there, and you'll get an email or text, your pick, every night that we're live. We're live 5 days a week, and you'll get a reminder saying, here's the link for tonight's show, so you can always tune in and check out what's going on. Of course, we have Jesse on tonight. Tomorrow, we have a fantasy author slash metaphysical author, Jeff Michaels, on the show. He's going to be talking about his book called A Day at the Beach and Other Brief Diversions, and that'll be live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Wednesday, we have psychic Zoe Niklaus. And so tonight, Jesse is an intuitive advisor, and I love what Jesse does, but maybe you would like to, if you don't get on tonight or would like to, you know, a different perspective maybe, call in on Wednesday for Zoe Niklaus. And then we shift to the morning part of the week. We only do morning shows when I have guests who are coming in from the United Kingdom or from different parts of the world. We're doing it at 7 p.m. just doesn't make sense. If we did it at 7 p.m., it's usually 2 or 3 a.m. UK time. And actually, for the musicians that I have, they'd probably still be awake. But we do it earlier, so we catch them at a more respectable hour of the day, hopefully capturing their fans and friends, and also being able to get the show done before, you know, craziness happens. So on Thursday, we have Paul Tams. Paul is a person that is well known in the UK for his artistry and work in comic books, in cartoons and things like that. But he's also produced and managed some amazing acts. And you're going to hear about that Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then on Friday, we have the, I don't want to call them a punk band, but it's certainly a rock band for sure, Pink Cigar. And we're going to be talking to the band in the first 20 to 25 minutes of the show. It's kind of like the behind-the-scenes music. We get to hear about the band and things like that, and then we play their brand-new album that they've got out. That's an hour one, and Friday, of course, is always a two-hour show. And then the second hour, we're doing listener requests. So if you have a song that you would like to hear, if I've got it, I'll play it for you. But that's all Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And again, check out all of the shows this week. If you like the shows, tell your friends to tune in too so they can be cool like you are. Now, the really cool person that's joining me tonight is Miss Jesse Knight, and she is an intuitive advisor who's going to be taking your calls. And just a little promo on her, she's an intuitive advisor and life strategist. And again, I'm reading this to you because our show is also simulcast around the world, not necessarily on Blog Talk. So some of this they can't read, so they're just hearing it like a plain old radio show. But she's an intuitive advisor and life strategist who helps others navigate through growth, healing, and change. She gently guides you through the process of identifying the underlying issues that are holding you back and provides the insight and tools to help you move forward. Jesse has the natural ability to see what's going on far beneath the surface, and her accuracy is remarkable. Her gift lies in her ability to look at each individual or situation objectively and offer intuitive feedback that is clear, concise, and forward-focused. Rather than simply giving advice, Jesse emphasizes accountability and self-discovery, and her methods are both empowering and results-oriented. Jesse, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much.
I'm so excited
to be on the show again.
I'm excited that you're excited because last month when you were on, last month was your first time ever on the show, and we have Dave and Elisa Klatch to thank for introducing us and putting our paths together. But people just went nuts for you last month, and I'm so thrilled that you are coming back again to share your insight with folks. And we've got a bunch of callers already lined up, and you know, I don't know. What was your experience like last month before we get ready to jump into calls?
You know, it was interesting because I have been on several radio shows. I had before I did this show last month, but I'd never taken callers before live on the air. So that was very new for me and exhilarating and a little scary and fun all at the same time. I loved it.
And it is, you know, because it's a little bit of a different pace, because when you have clients that come to see you or that you're going out in the field to see, you know, you're looking at people, you know, face-to-face, one-on-one, and, you know, there's a much different energy that you get when you're actually seeing that person and responding and seeing their body language and all of that stuff that goes on. But the callers last month, I got pings on Facebook and emails for days after the show saying, when is Jesse going to be back on? Because I didn't get a chance to get through. So my hat's off to you.
You did? I didn't know that. That's good. Yeah. Good, good. Well, and here's where it's a little bit different is I see about 30% of the people that I see face-to-face, but the rest I do see remotely, over the phone, over Skype, FaceTime, whatever it is. And so it's not that everybody is actually right in front of me, but when I work with someone, usually there's no other energy involved, where here it's between you and I, it's between the callers, it's, you know, there's a lot of energy involved. So it's different for me to focus in on just one person than it is when I've got all of these other things going on. So it was a first time thing for me. It was really cool, and I'm excited to see how it's going to go this time.
Well, awesome. Should we jump in, or is there anything that you want to tell Colin? Well, let's start with this. Let's give a little, an education piece. And I don't want to say we're taking everybody to school tonight, but what are the things that you are going to be able to help people with, and what are things that are areas that you're not covering?
Okay, perfect. You did a great job with the bio that you shared. Just to add a little bit to that, because I think that it helped the last time as well, I am psychic, but I do not label myself as a psychic, meaning I don't use that in my marketing, because I do a tiny little bit different kind of work. I use intuitive advisor because I guide people through their own decision-making process, and maybe that's what psychics do nowadays as well. But for me, my whole goal is to get people really comfortable with feeling, you know, because that's what intuition is. It's feeling your way through things. People call it a gut feeling, or I felt it in my heart, or whatnot. So I'm really guiding people to get to their own conclusions, their own decisions, making empowered choices in their life. And I use my sensitivities. I'm an empath. I'm psychic. I'm a medium. So I use all of those different, which really they're all the same to me, but I use all of those different sensitivities to pick up on what's off people's radar, just a tiny little bit, and kind of make these little tiny shifts to get them to feeling at ease in, you know, should I leave my job? Should I, you know, is this the right relationship? And so it's about consciousness. It's about feeling. What it's not about is asking me to make a decision for somebody else. That I don't do, because that's a lot of responsibility. I would never want to make that choice for somebody else. But I love guiding people through and teaching them, you know, helping them remember their own intuitive and internal guidance system and all of that good stuff. So does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. You know, and I will tell everybody that before Jesse was on last month, she did a reading with me. And, you know, I've had different experiences with the different guests that are on the show, but it was really, I felt empowered at the end of our time together. And I'm not trying to do a sales pitch for you, but it was really an interesting experience to go through. And I even, well, you know, we talked about my walking on the beach and my little, you know, chant that I have now that I, you know, step by step. But it totally worked. And I'm telling you, though, it was, I've had such a sense of calm and peace after that I've not had pretty much all summer. And I'm sure listeners are fascinated by that. But it was really, I thought, very valuable. So I appreciate the time that you spent. So, you know, if, you know, this for the listeners, if you do, you know, get through and you enjoy, you know, your 5 or 6 or 7 minutes with Jesse, but you want to do more, or if you don't get through tonight, we'll always say, you know, make sure to go to Jesse's website. There's a link on the page, and you can call in and or put in your information, and she'll get back with you and get something scheduled. So.
Absolutely. It's simple. It's easy. It's not the work that I do with people. Yeah, it's not about, that, you know, in this one moment, my whole life has changed. It's about putting things into place so that you can make decisions and choices and have these awarenesses that slowly changes your experience. So, yes, I love the story about the beach and the chant, and that's so the vibe I want people to get when, you know, they work with me. So perfect. I'm glad you got it.
Yay. Well, and I do it every day, so there you go. So should we start with callers? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Our first call tonight is April, and April, you are now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, April. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. I'm not sure what to ask. I guess, can I just do like a general thing and...
Absolutely. Sure, okay. Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I just came back from an awesome trip overseas this summer, and I kind of want to keep like the traveling thing going, and so maybe like around that and like, kind of career, soul purpose, stuff like that.
Yes. So let's talk. Okay, that's tiny. Sure, we can cover that in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No problem.
Right.
Okay, so travel. So when you say I want to keep the travel thing going, you mean the feeling that you got from traveling, or you want to continue to travel?
Both. I mean, I loved it. Like, I felt so alive and free when I was doing it. I was like, I want to keep doing this. Somehow.
You know, traveling is a great way to shift your energy. There's a reason why we go on vacation, and we think it's, you know, to relax or what have you, but it pulling yourself out of your normal routine and your element and having a new experience is a great way to heal, whether it's dissatisfaction or boredom or what have you. So
I absolutely agree.
Yes, I support you in keeping that going. So a couple things. I don't know if you listened the last time that I was on the air.
I didn't. No.
Okay.
Tell me.
What I talk about, and you'll notice if you listen in the future, and for everybody who's listening now, a lot of my answers sound really similar because my focus is always energy. And the way to pull in a particular energy, whether it's love or money or travel or happiness, whatever it is, the way to pull that particular thing in that will make you happy is to connect with happiness. And so for you, if you're wanting more travel, I say, let's get to what does that provide you? And the life purpose thing, that really is actually a longer conversation, which is why I'm focusing right now on travel. What does it provide you? Give me a word.
Freedom.
Freedom. Perfect. That's a great word. So one of the ways to maintain that vibe, because when you have the freedom, if that's what travel represents for you, then maintain the energy of freedom. So you're doing things in your life, in your day-to-day life, little tiny things, hopefully fun things that make you giggle a little bit, that represent freedom to you. That's how you stay in alignment with that experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does, yep.
So say, for example, I have a lot of people coming to me who want love. They want the man of their dreams or the girl of their dreams. And so we talk about what does that provide for you? What is it freedom? Is it, you know, joy? Okay, so if it's joy, say, okay, go find things in your life that bring you joy, whether it's a great cup of coffee or, I don't know, Zumba or making more money, and you become more in alignment with joy, which brings that relationship closer to you. So that's how you maintain the energy of travel. Plus, if you're a visual person, you want to have representations of that all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You keep that in your experience. If you went to Italy and you had the best cup of coffee on the planet in Italy, then you bring that experience so you're still in alignment with that. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And, of course, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a little savings fund for travel.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting. This month has been such a blessing, like, and I just keep giving thanks. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so blessed right now because, like, the money has been pouring in. And it's always October. I don't know what it is about this month, but I'm just, it's like a downpour of money and experience. And I've also been seeing, like, repeating numbers every day.
Oh.
I see 2, 2, 2, I see 4, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5 all the time. It's retarded. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. But, like, see,
yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know what it means. Like, oh, the angels are with you. But, you know, I don't know, like, what it really means. You're
well,
on the right
okay,
path, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. There's lots of ways to look at it, and any kind of spiritual advisor or what have you will give you a different version of kind of the same answer. And my theory on that is if you're not completely certain of exactly what it means, just take it as I'm being supported. That's like a wink. It's a nudge. It's like, hey, go girl, you're on the right track, you know.
Yeah.
Because I believe the more aware you are, the more you notice that stuff. So we get thrown all kinds of signals and messages, and, you know, somebody out there is hoping we just notice one. And so you're noticing them, enjoy them. Take good notes. Stay aware, because the more aware you are, the you enjoy and embrace what you're getting, the more comes. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like your awareness.
Yeah. I'm definitely aware of it.
Yes, you feel, I know we're probably at the end of our time to talk, but I will say it quickly. You feel, what's the word? I don't have a word for it. Open, but that's not even, like, you are in a really good place to be creating because you're having these amazing experiences. This is a great time to take that out and make something really cool happen with your life.
Yeah.
Like, if
I
there was
it.
A time to make a new decision in a relationship or in a job and to really take things to the next level in your life, now is the time because you're right there. Yay.
Yep. I've been feeling that big time for sure.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah. Awesome.
And if you want to talk about the whole soul purpose, because that's a big conversation.
It is.
And we
it
go
is.
To places that you might not want to do on the radio, kind of energetically and things. So give
right.
me a call and we'll have a session about that.
For sure. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jesse. I like
Thanks,
your vibe.
April.
Thank you.
You guys have a great night.
You too.
Thank you too.
Okay, so our next call, I'm going to give you the lineup here for people who are calling in. Our next call is Yvette, and then we're going to go to Kimberly next. So, Yvette,
okay.
You are now live with Jesse. Yvette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My first time talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, welcome.
So, I guess my question is a work question. I'm unemployed, but I've had interesting jobs for the last 2 years. Don't want to go back into, well, I don't want to say don't, but I've been doing nanny work, personal assisting, and I'm more like, I didn't want to go back into the market just to pick a job because I'm in fear. I want to pick something, allow something. And, you know, I'm looking, but things have come to me. Some things have clicked, some things haven't clicked yet. It seems like it's about to pop, but, again, I just want to be more in the allowing, you know, in the groove, not going into that space of fear because I'm going to, you know, hyperventilate and kill myself because I don't have, you know, the right job.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of times if we make a decision out of fear, it's, you know, it's got that vibe to it. It's got the energy of fear because that's where we were at when we made the decision. So I applaud you for knowing enough and being aware enough to not want to go into that space. So good job. So my first question, are you working right now?
Not really. I mean, I get gigs here and there, but
okay.
Yeah, but nothing consistent enough right now. The consistency ended about a month ago because I had a project I was working on and that went on. It was consistent enough to say it was covering the ends meet, so to speak.
Okay, let me tell you why I asked. because as you were talking, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at job, you know, whatever that means for you.
Right.
And the energy is really different. So whatever it was that I saw, maybe that was your last job. Maybe that was something that you're thinking about doing right now. Maybe it's something that you've applied for or one of these temporary gigs. Whatever that was felt really not bad. I don't do bad or good. I don't say quit your job. You heard me talk in the beginning. I don't do any of that. But what I felt was whatever that was out of alignment with you and where you want to take your life. So what do you think it is that I was sensing? Was it your last job, or is there something that you're looking at right now?
Well, my real, real last job was actually about a year and a half, year and 6 months ago, that job in itself. I was there for 6 years. And you know when you leave a job and you don't know that you have to emotionally detox from that job? That's basically what – you don't even know you've been toxic. You don't even know you've been poisoned. And it's really interesting because even though I'm a positive person, just how something can subtly, you know, kind of rob your spirit in a way. So that job kind of put a number on me for, you know, until I almost feel like now I'm ready to move into some aspect of my power and just kind of like, you know, stay present with myself and say, okay, I know there's opportunities out there because I've had some opportunities in the last, at least the last year and a half, just that they're not consistent enough. Sometimes they stay in for like 4 or 5 months and then there's a dry period, but things do always seem to, you know, pop. They happen.
Okay, so this is what I get. Again, how I work is when you're talking, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to the words, but more than anything, I'm feeling you out, okay? So here's the feeling that I got. That whatever that last thing was, I think you've done a really good job of clearing that out, but there's a little piece that's still in there. You're not quite done getting that out of your energy yet. And that doesn't feel good. Whatever that is kind of drops your vibe a little bit. And even if your fear is nothing connected with that, the fact that it's bringing your vibe down a little bit makes you more susceptible to being afraid of moving forward or afraid of what's next or afraid of, you know, not having a job and, I don't know, having to live under a bridge, whatever that is. So your first, well, you know, I work with a lot of people who want to leave their job. It's true. And they're like, what if I go absolutely broke and I end up living under a bridge? And, you know, you and I both know for the most part that's not a realistic fear. But it's there, so, you know, we got to talk ourselves out of that. So the first thing for you to do is to get rid of that last tiny piece. If I had to go percentages, I would say you've got, like, 17% of it left. And whatever that is, I don't know if you want to do a quick little detox. If I see you writing, you know, not like the whole write a letter to somebody, but there's some type of release exercise for you, and you'll really have that cleared up. And then you get to start getting clear. Because when you still have that residual energy, it makes it much more difficult to get clear. It's kind of like, you know, when you shake your head and you're like, I don't know what's going on. That will really help you clear the space and create the space. Because one last thing I'll say before we run out of time is what happens is we use our masculine energy when we're in situations like this, which is good, but that's like going out and looking for it and hunting it down. And sometimes what it actually takes is our feminine energy, which is receptivity and allowing the next thing, the solution, the answer, the job to come to you. Now, that doesn't mean we get to sit on our couch and eat potato chips all day long. It just means that your work is in creating the space for it to show up so that you're actually available when it's there and keep your eyes wide open for it.
I can dig
that. That was a lot of talking. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. I totally love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that probably. I'm going to do one real little rehash of my last job and kind of do some clearing on my boss and a few people there. I get that.
And I don't know if you still – I don't know what your job was. We don't have time to go into it. But if there was some kind of paperwork involved or pay stub, you've got some kind of paper in your – that just needs to go. You have some kind of paper something that represents that job that's in your living space, I feel like.
Right.
So I would file it away. If you can get rid of it, great. If you can't, you know, find a really nice spot far away from where you sleep for it.
Excellent.
Yay, good. Good luck.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Yvette. Good luck to you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
There we go. And we're going to go to Kimberly next, and then it's going to be to Barb. And in between, I'm going to screen a bunch of calls. So enjoy your time with Jesse. Kimberly, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Great.
What you got going on?
Well, it's in reference to just being motivated to move out of my comfort zone. And I don't know what it is. It's like, I want to do something, but I don't have to push.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for motivation?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you want to talk about what it is? Or does it not matter?
Sure. I mean, I have other talents, and I really need to be writing. But I'm not motivated to write right now, and I don't know why.
Okay. So there are two ways to answer this or to address this. One is sometimes it depends on what the topic is, where you're at in life. There's a lot of variables here, but here's the question that I present to a lot of people that I'm working with. Is it intuition or resistance? When you have that ugh feeling when something comes up, like I don't want to do it, I say, okay, great. Let's address this. Is it intuition or resistance? Meaning, where do you feel that in your body? Is that your inner guidance system saying, no, this isn't right for you right now. The timing is off. This is the right thing, but the timing's off. Whatever it is that your inner guidance system saying, hold up, you don't have to do it right now, just not now, not the time to take action? Or is it resistance, meaning I'm scared, just like the last caller has that little bit of fear about, you know, where she's going next. You know, is it that resistance of this might hurt a little bit, this might take me out of my comfort zone, this might make me do something that will build my strength and character, and, oh, that sounds like it's going to be hard, whatever it is. So the first thing for you to do, and you're not going to do it in 5 minutes, but I want you to take this in your quiet time and ask yourself, this not wanting to come out of my comfort zone or not feeling motivated, is that my intuition or is that resistance? And if it's your intuition, obviously I'm going to say have a listen. If it's resistance, I'm going to say do the work and plow through it.
Okay. But
do
when
you know what I mean?
I already knew what it was.
Perfect. Which is it?
Oh, it's resistance.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Okay, so that leads us to the second part of how to address this then. Okay, so sometimes you just got to, you know, grit your teeth and plow through it, like I said. And, you know, depending on what it is, I can't tell you exactly what that looks like.
Right.
One thing that helps me personally is connecting with what's on the other side of that. So if there's something really, you know, scary or challenging or whatever to do, I go ahead and I energetically step around that and connect with the results. What is that going to bring me? Is it joy? Is it satisfaction? Is it, you know, financial gain? What is that? And I really step into that energy, and it helps me get through the challenging part.
Okay.
So if you can take some quiet time and feel out, you know, what's the gain, what's to be, who wins, what's the benefit, what's on the other side of getting through this, you know, when I step outside of my comfort zone, what are all of the things that are available for me out there that are not currently available to me in my comfort zone?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Does that help? I like the wow.
Yes,
good.
It does.
Good. Well, you know, you're very easy to read. So if you have more questions, there is, I do, I mean it, energetically, you're very easy to read. So if you have more questions and you want to talk for a full hour, give me a holler.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Kimberly.
Good luck.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye. How you doing, Jesse? You hanging in there?
I seriously am having so much fun.
Isn't this great? Well,
I
guess
love
what, everybody? We're going to do a quick 30-second commercial for Rainbow Brew. So hang tight. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take Barb's call, then get to Selena, and then we're getting to Trish. So hang tight.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the queen bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
I love Rainbow Brew. They're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and when they came onto the show, I said, how do you get good coffee out of Minneapolis, St. Paul? And they said, we're going to send you some, and you'll just have to see for yourself. And then I got the coffee and was like, holy cow, this is great. So
really?
Rainbow Brew supports small business, and if you're interested in doing that, go to rainbowbrew.com and tell them you heard us on the radio, because they will freak out and flip out and be really excited. So, yeah, it's fun. So with that,
did you know I'm from Minneapolis, Garrett?
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? I'm going to have to try that. I'm excited. So when I listen to the recording of this, I'm going to Google it and order some Rainbow Brew.
Rainbowbrew.com. It's just nice and easy there. There you go. So, cool. Our next caller is going to be Barb. And, Barb, you are now live with Jesse. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi, thank
Barb.
You. Hi, Jesse. My situation is about a breakup. My boyfriend and I broke up about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, and it feels unfinished.
Okay.
We haven't had any communication in over a month, except he did send me a photo by text last week, and I'm having a hard time sitting in the unknown. I mean, I'm remaining hopeful that we'll be able to work it out, but I don't know if I'm just being naive and I should just let go. And so that's where I'm at.
Okay. There's a couple ways to address this. Do you want me to just go ahead, or do you have this? There's no way to say this the right way. Do you have a question specifically that you want me to address, or do you want me to address the vibe I get?
Yeah, just address the vibe, please.
Okay. Because the reason why I ask that is because the more specific you are, the easier it is for me to hone right in on something. Okay, so here's the thing with breakups. First of all, I'm sorry that, you know, you. I don't want to say I'm sorry for your loss, because I don't necessarily know that there will be a loss, but I'm sorry that you're hurting. It's difficult in these situations because you say, I don't know if I should. I try to stay away from should, shouldn't, the right thing to do versus the wrong thing to do. You know what I'm talking about, because who knows? So when you say it feels unresolved, what do you think? What do you feel? Is that a wish, or is that your intuition saying you're not done yet?
It feels like my intuition is saying it's not done yet, which is why I'm having a hard time just moving on from it.
So which part is not done? The relationship, or is there a piece of closure, or you're going to run into him at Starbucks?
Feel it out. It feels like there's still a lot of love between us, and the timing is off. And the relationship feels like there's still more to be experienced, but, you know, I don't know.
So are you clear on what you want to feel right now? I know that's a weird question.
I'd like to feel some joy.
Okay.
Ultimately, sure, I'd like to feel the connection. And maybe right now I just would like to know, but I guess that's part of life, not always knowing.
Right. You're right. It is. And there are probably several people who could answer that question. I know that's a kind of a typical psychic thing that someone could answer. And here's my view on that, is I can feel that out. I could tell you what I see and know that there's always free will, meaning you can make 100 different decisions that will lead you in 100 different directions. I can never determine, I personally can't, which one you're going to choose and which route, you know, where you're going to end up. But I can tell you different possibilities that you could be in alignment with. I mean, I do see you sitting down with this fella. I do see you having a conversation with him again. You may be presented with that opportunity and change your mind. You may have already met someone else that, you know, you consider the man of your dreams. Who knows? But my sense, my feeling is that there is a conversation that will be available for the two of you. It feels like it would be a very comforting conversation. It doesn't feel yucky or angry or even remorseful. I do think that you'll have the option to have that. I don't know when, and I don't know if you'll say yes to it.
Okay. You don't know I will say yes? You're saying he will present the opportunity. Okay.
I mean, I don't even know if he will present the opportunity.
Sure.
I think that somehow the universe will just put you in alignment with each other. I don't know that, you know, you'll actually bump into each other in Starbucks, but that's just kind of the way things work, is when there is unfinished business, when you're open and available to it, then it just works itself out. There's no way of really missing the boat. So the thing to do in the situation that you're in a breakup, when you're, I miss him, but I don't miss him, I want him, but I don't want him, I don't know what to do, that place, is find, I know this, you're going to be like, really, Jesse? Find the thing that feels good. I don't care if it's, you know, like every day do something tiny. It doesn't have to be drastic to make yourself feel a little bit better, because you're wanting to, I don't know if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks, move yourself up the emotional scale. Just, so you know what the emotional scale is.
I'm not sitting home and moping. I'm still going on with my life, but I'm not dating anybody, so.
Well, it doesn't feel like you're ready. It doesn't feel like, I mean, you could go out on a date and you could probably have a lovely time or a lovely dinner, but for what it feels like at your baseline, what you're available to experience, you're not available for that right now because you don't feel as good as you would normally feel. So you're not going to have the amazing conversation you would want to have on a first date, you know?
Sure.
Because your vibe is different because you're still mourning a tiny little bit. But the point is to get the closure that you want to get, or even whether it's closure or reconnection or whatever, you're more available for that as you allow yourself to heal. So it's easy, we find ourselves in a breakup focusing on where are they, what are they doing, are they dating, Try as much as you can to stay focused on how am I caring for myself, how do I feel today, what am I noticing, you know, and bringing that vibe up, and that's what makes you an opening to have, whether it's a conversation with him or a new person or what have you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Does that help?
That helps, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you, Barb. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in tonight. And our next caller is coming from Miss Selena. Selena, welcome to the show. You are now live with Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Selena. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I hear a question coming. I can feel it. It's like you've had this one on your mind for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. Whenever I first started listening, I had something completely different in my mind. And the more I listened, I was like, okay, I don't need to be asking that question. I need to be asking something else.
Good for you.
Well, I'm also very inquisitive anyway. The questions never end, and it drives me crazy. But I guess it can be a good thing, too. But except for when you need your brain to shut off, and then I just kind of write it down and say this can be revisited at another time. And so, but anyway, my question is this. I have been working on developing my spiritual gifts or a different type of spiritual gifts. I wasn't always into this type of spirituality. But whenever I got into it, I wanted to know more about my intuition and developing those. But my thing is not always understanding what I'm getting. And I just moved 2,500 miles, and since moving to this area, I was hoping to find a mentor. And if I needed keep looking for one, because I feel like I need some help trying to understand what I'm getting. Sometimes it's clear as day, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I really don't get this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, lots of stuff. First, I completely support you in getting a mentor. And it's interesting, when you're in this realm, in this area, and you get a mentor, that may be a short relationship, it may be a longer relationship. I've had several mentors come and go and represent different things in my life, different phases, teach me some very different things. So when you're seeking your mentor, feel it out rather than looking for one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, you know, there's that old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I know that's completely cliche, but there is a lot out there for you that will help you understand. And I think that's your first step, which brings me to you being inquisitive. Okay, that's a gift. I love the energy that came through when you said that, because when you think about a child, okay, I'm not calling you a child, we all have an inner child, and that's a piece of us, one, that kind of gives us stompy feet, but also that has that wonder and that awe and that looks for the magic in everything. You know, kids are the ones that they see fairies and they, you know, believe in all of these things that we tend to stop believing in as we get older. So I would say, I won't tell you what to do. I'll just say embracing that piece of myself was a really big, important, crucial part in my own spiritual journey and understanding my gifts, because that inquisitive nature is part of your gift. That's not a mistake. It's not an accident. I know you had said that sometimes you're teaching yourself how to turn it off, because, yeah, if it gets analytical, if you're an overthinker, that doesn't always serve you. But the inquisition and the feeling and the curiosity, that's magical. So I say keep that. Don't try to get rid of that. You're really gifted. And I mean, in different ways, we all are, but yours is literally bursting right out of you. So I don't feel like there's a lot that you're going to need to do to find a mentor and to get clear. First step is always paying attention and taking really good notes. I have like 14 notebooks by my bed that I've collected over the years. I write everything down and I pay attention and I refer to notes later on. So these are good tips for you if you're in the beginning stages of exploring your gifts.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny you said that because things come to me all the time and I can't always write it, so I try to memorize all whatever comes through, and as soon as I have a moment, I'll be in the shower even, run right out and start like writing everything down, because information just kind of like comes. And it's mm-hmm. kind of overwhelming, but it's like it's so much stuff. And I personally love being this way, but sometimes it's driven me quite crazy because I feel like, why do I have so many questions? I don't want to drive other people crazy. I just want to know. I want to understand, you know?
Yes, and you'll probably never fully understand, because that's part of being really curious, is you're always, you know, this kind of quality is a truth seeker. And yeah, of course there will be things that you understand, but once you understand it, you're going to be looking for more. If there's one tip that I could give you is relax with it, because when you do get a lot of input, it can be overwhelming. And know that you're practicing and you don't need to hang on to it all. Sometimes information and energy will just flow through you and there's nothing to do with it. There's just let it go and acknowledge it and know, oh, I got that and this leads to this. And you know, if a notebook is there and you want to take notes, or, you know, there's this voice thing that you can do. I can't remember the service, but you can record into your phone and it'll write the notes for you. So, you know, those are ways of keeping track of things like that. But I have practiced for years of not holding the information in my body, especially when I'm working with several people in a day. I want that to all flow through me so that I walk away from my sessions and none of it is mine. So remember, that was a long tip, but to just say, don't feel responsible for hanging on to all of that. Just let it flow through you, and if it's important, it'll keep coming back, or you'll just feel it and you'll know to remember it and write it down. It's part of the practice.
I definitely agree. And that's something I probably need to work more on. And that tip is a good tip. It's because for some reason, like if I don't get it or if I think I should, I'll analyze it. And that's a little bit of my problem is I get stuck in my head analyzing details and I just want to let go of that. And just, you know, that's a little bit of my thing. But sometimes you just got to do something else and then you'll forget about it. But sometimes it just takes a while too. So.
I dance. That's what helps. I'm not kidding you, because it helps when you're intuitive or when you're a highly sensitive person or an empath. I work with a lot of highly sensitive people and kids. They tend to be not grounded and not in there. So you have to do things to remind you that you're physical and you're on this planet and you stomp around or play in the dirt or do whatever you need to do to stay here with the rest of us.
It's so funny. The reason why I'm laughing is I was thinking I love to dance, and you said that. I was like, oh, my gosh, because I do that all the time. Usually no one's looking because I'm really funny about people watching me dance, but I'll just come up with my little dance moves and be like doing my little thing.
But that's your inner guidance system telling you what's good for you. Perfect. You like it because it's really good for you.
Well, that's awesome. That's so awesome that you said that. I'm really glad that I'm called, because you just, like, I was kind of in a mood. Now I'm all, like, happy and everything. So there's just something about you. You're awesome. So thank you.
Oh, good. Well, first, you're welcome. And second, of all of the things with this journey, have fun with it. Enjoy it. It can be confusing, it can sometimes be overwhelming, but let that be smaller than how really cool it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope I get to talk to you again sometime.
All right, that sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Jesse, and hope to connect with you soon again, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks, Alita. Have a great night. And our last call of the night is coming from Julia. Julia, you are now live with Jesse. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm really good, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you could give me some help, if Spirit has any guidance for me as far as career goes. I am throwing around a couple ideas about part-time work while I'm building my private practice. Now,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And go ahead.
Why do I keep hearing the word moving?
At first I thought you were going to say there's a job opportunity here and a job opportunity there. Is there something, are you looking at something, clearly if you're building a private practice, you're staying in the same place, are you looking at something that has to do with motion or moving or anything like that?
I just moved my office yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, there you go.
There's the movement.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your question? Are you just looking for guidance on what you should do or what direction or...
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're very supported in your move. That's why it came up. Sorry if I didn't make that clear. I just, I was hearing it over and over and over again. So, way to go. Your location, well done. Well selected.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yes,
you're
I love it. Energy feels good. And yeah, it was time. and so now I'm just, what happened was I stopped working all these part-time jobs because I wanted to devote 100% of my time to my private practice. I absolutely love what I do, love my clients, love doing the work. And now I'm kind of going back because I feel like maybe it was too soon because I don't have enough clients yet. I know that it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this might be too personal for being on the radio, but you didn't give your last name, so it might not matter. So do you have to financially get a part-time job? Are you kind of in a corner in that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been asking for help from family, and it's frustrating for everyone.
Okay. Okay. And so, got it. I don't feel like that's going to take long. Here's the way things work is, I don't know if you've been listening to the entire hour, but when we want something, whatever it is, we connect with whatever that brings us. Okay, so if it's money, for example, it's not about the money. I know you're going to say, well, I have a mortgage to pay, so it kind of is, Jesse. I get that piece, but it's about whatever energy that money brings you, okay? And so... Your clients are going to come when you, this is what I'm getting, when you find the comfort in whatever this part-time job is, it's going to take a very short time before that piece of comfort opens you up to build your practice. So it's going to be a very, I know this doesn't help point you in the direction of what job to get, but it's going to be very short-lived. So that may help in determining what you're going to do. I would do something that will help elevate your energy.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at. And, you know, it's funny. I feel like I know that essence. I know that feeling. And I manifest that, and I absolutely love being with my clients. So I'm wondering then if there's still something maybe that I am missing from that energy and that attraction, the law of attraction, and I'm, you know, manifesting and I'm praying and doing all those things. So is there something that I maybe not, I don't know, what else I need to either clear or something that...
I keep hearing contrast, so I don't know where there's contrast. Is there a contrast in what you're feeling about yourself or about your business and what you're trying to create in your business? Because I feel like there's a contrast. In direct response to you asking, is there something for me to clear? Is there something holding me back? My answer is contrast. I'm
contrast.
Just not contrast. C-O-N-T-R-A-S-T, yes.
Yeah.
So
okay.
There's something not in alignment. It feels like you feel something about either you feel something about having to get a part-time job, like does that make you feel like a failure? Does it make you feel like I'm not building my practice quick enough? Should I maybe not have done that? Blah, 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 blah. Am I making a big mistake?
Partly, I know that I'm doing my purpose is. I love what I do. Yet there is a little bit of that I honestly don't want to have to work part time. I wanted to
No, I don't blame you.
But I also have mm-hmm. to be realistic. So I guess that could be part of the contrast, you know, if I can't keep relying on family to help me out and it doesn't So that's that's the piece of it.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Well, I know that the hour is running out, so I don't know if we're going to get cut off. So I want you to, hear this, because I don't know how this goes when we run short on time. So I want to make sure you get what you need. That's why I interrupted, so I apologize. First of all, yes, you need to do whatever needs to be done to pay the bills, because for lots of reasons, because it's the responsible thing to do, but also that's what builds your self-esteem. And when you start a new business, it takes self-esteem to keep yourself up there and attract the client, the person, the patient, whatever it is that you do that you want. So you're not doing it because it's the responsible thing to do, and I was doing air quotes on that, because that's not fun. That's heavy. And you want to do the responsible thing, but not because you have to, but because it brings up your self-esteem and it puts you in alignment with better results. So there's a little piece of language that I really want you to have there. And yes, you have thumbs up all the way around that you are so doing the right thing for you. Like, it's your gift, it's your magic, it's exactly like where you chose to be right now. And so you're fully supported in doing that. You may, if it even ends up that you have to get a part-time job, it really honestly feels like, one, it will be short-lived, and two, this is not the time to say, I'll do whatever pays the bills. You know, like, I'm going to do something I really hate, because, no.
Yeah.
I would try as much as you can to choose something that keeps your vibe up.
Yeah, that's what I'm focusing on, so thank you for that.
You're really, I feel that you already knew that and just needed validation, so good, well done.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for taking the time towards the end of the show as well to speak with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
you're
Julia.
You're welcome, and I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it absolutely
good.
Did. Yes.
And also,
good.
Make sure if anybody's listening that called in and said, I can't remember exactly what Jesse said, you can always listen to the replay afterwards, too. It takes about 20 minutes for it to process. But you can click the same link that you clicked in to dial into the show, and you can hear the entire show backwards and forwards. You can fast forward. You can rewind. You can listen to Jesse 38 times, tell you what your answer is, and transcribe it if you want to do that. It's super easy. So I always encourage people to do that as well.
Perfect.
So, Jesse, we got like 2 minutes left. Any last words of wisdom that you want to share with the listeners before I end the show with a little clip from Witch Sisters Halloween? Of course, that's your number one favorite Halloween song this year, isn't it?
Yes.
Leading
I've
question.
I've never heard
so
it,
you have,
but yes. is that yours?
That's my song. It's out on YouTube
right
now.
How have I not heard it? I've not heard it.
I don't know. You know how Facebook, the algorithms, you know, and all that. But my song is called Witch Sisters Halloween. It's off of my album, Blonde Jesus. It's going crazy, it's towards the season, of course. But it's this cute little song. We're going to play it as we go out of the show tonight. So there you go. Anyway,
that's
last word.
So perfect. You know, last words is there's a theme to the answers of all of my questions. And it's always wherever you're at, find what feels good. If you're feeling not so good, find the thought, the feeling, the memory, the book, the whatever that feels just a tiny little bit better than you do right now. And that works for however, wherever you're at is always the perfect place to start. There's always a jumping off point wherever you're at. And it's baby steps that gets you there. It's not about trying to change your entire life in 5 minutes or an hour. It's about gaining the tools so that you have the awareness and the tools and the know-how to kind of pull yourself out of wherever you're at and have a better experience.
Everybody, it's been Jesse Knight, and we will have her back very, very soon. It's my pleasure to have you here. Everybody else, have a great evening tomorrow night. Jeff Michaels, you will love hearing this man talk about his book. I guarantee it. And in the meantime, here's a little Witch Sisters Halloween. If you haven't heard it, hang on. I'm going to let the show run just like a minute or two longer, and you can hear it in its entirety. And check it out. There's a fun lyric video on YouTube. You will be very scared. Have a great night.
What do we have here?
Met three sisters on the beach alone that Friday night. Gathered near a campfire kiln, their fire burned so bright. They each got up and took their turn, looking me up and down. Can we trust him? Can we tell him they would circle round? The harvest moon above was full, but showed their scary smiles. Come sit with us, the three agreed, you'll want to stay a while. Smelled real bad. Drink fast. That is the key. Loud more told of fading stars whose looks laid claim to fame. Under knife now mummified, the plastic surgeon's blame. Hag laughed out and spit a tooth when names began to drop. Like zombies of apocalypse in Hollywood, that's hot. Jinx went next and shed her hex upon some movies made. You can't cast witch without the kitsch, their empire soon would fade.
Been listening to Rated G Radio.